Messages from the Twelve. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles shared powerful messages. What did you learn? What were you inspired to do? President M. Russell Ballard. Life can be filled with faith, joy, happiness, hope, and love when we exercise the smallest amount of real faith in Christ. Elder Quentin L. Cook. Pursuing divinely appointed responsibilities in righteousness, unity, and equality will prepare us to meet God. Elder Gary E. Stevenson. We can rejoice that the Lord's prophet is in place and that the Lord's work is being done in the way that He has divinely prescribed. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Our prayer today is that every man and woman will leave this general conference more deeply committed to heartfelt care for one another. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Those who find a way to truly behold the man find the doorway that life's greatest joys and the balm of life's most demanding despairs. Elder David A. Bednar. And is distinguished by righteous responsiveness, willing submissiveness, and strong self-restraint. Elder D. Todd Christofferson. Having one Melchizedek priesthood quorum in a ward unifies priesthood holders to accomplish all aspects of the work of salvation. Elder Neil L. Anderson. A prophet does not stand between you and the Savior. Rather, he stands beside you and points the way to the Savior. Elder Ronald A. Rasband. What a joy it will be for all Melchizedek priesthood holders to have the blessing of teaching, learning, and serving shoulder to shoulder. Elder Dale G. Renland. When we gather our family histories and go to the temple on behalf of our ancestors, God fulfills promised blessings simultaneously on both sides of the veil. Elder Garrett W. Gong. This is Easter Sunday. I reverently witness and solemnly testify of the living Christ, He who died, was buried, and rose again the third day. Elder Ulysses Suarez. Having prophets is a sign of God's love for His children. They make known the promises and the true nature of God and of Jesus Christ. End of Messages from the Twelve, read by Van Farnworth.